Jesus feeds 5,000 men miraculously. After that, Jesus crossed over to the opposite bank of the Sea of Galilee, that is, Lake Tiberias. A considerable crowd followed him because they saw the miraculous signs that he was doing for the sick, healing them. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Jewish festival of Passover was near. Jesus looked and saw a large crowd approaching him, so he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed them?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "Even if we bought bread for what equals the wages of a laborer over 8 months, it would not be enough for each of them to get a small piece." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "Here is a boy who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish. But what benefit would these provide for all these people?" There was plenty of grass in that place, so Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." So they sat down. The number of men was around 5,000. Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks to God. Then he distributed them among the people sitting as much as they wanted. He did the same thing with the 2 fish. When they had eaten enough, he said to his disciples, "Gather up what's left over so that nothing is wasted." So they gathered it up and filled 12 baskets with the pieces that were left over by those who had eaten the 5 loaves of barley bread. When the people saw this miraculous sign that Jesus produced, they said, "Truly, this is the prophet we have been expecting to come into the world." Jesus knew that they wanted to seize him and make him king, so he withdrew from them and returned to the mountain alone. He walks on water. When evening approached, his disciples went down to the lake. They got into the boat and started crossing the lake to Capernaum. Darkness fell, and Jesus had not caught up with them. A strong wind blew, and the waters raged. After they had sailed 4 or 5 kilometers, they saw Jesus walking on the water and nearing the boat, and they were afraid. He said to them, "It's me. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and at once the boat arrived at the shore they were heading for. Jesus, the Bread of Life. On the following day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite bank of the lake noticed that there had been only 1 boat there, and that Jesus had not boarded it with his disciples, and that the disciples had gone on their own. However, some other boats arrived from Tiberias, close to the place where they had eaten bread after the Master Jesus had given thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the opposite bank of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you arrive here?" Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth, you are searching for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the bread and were filled. Do not run after the food that perishes, but run after the food that lasts and leads to eternal life. Because God the Father has put the seal of his approval on the one who became man, and he is the one who gives you this food." They said to him, "What are the things that God wants us to do?" Jesus answered them, "The thing that God wants you to do is to believe in the one he has sent." They said to him, "What miraculous sign are you going to do so we can see it and believe you? What are you going to do?" "Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert as mentioned in the book of God. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth. Moses did not give you the true bread from heaven. Rather, my Father is the one who now gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to people. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread continually. Jesus answered them, I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will not get hungry, and anyone who believes in me will never get thirsty. But as I said to you, you have seen me, and yet you don't believe in me. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I not lose any one of those he has given me, but that I raise them up on the last day. For the will of my Father is that everyone who sees me and believes in me will obtain eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. The people grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread that has come down from heaven. And they said, Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and his mother. So how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Don't grumble among yourselves. No one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. It is mentioned in the writings of the prophets, they will all learn from God. Everyone who has listened to the Father and learned from him will come to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who came from God. He alone has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and yet they died. But here is the bread that has come down from heaven, so that a person may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my body, which I will give so that people may live. An argument started among the people, and they said, How can this man give us his body to eat? Jesus answered them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the body of the one who became man and drink his blood, there will be no life in you. Anyone who feeds on my body and quenches his thirst with my blood has eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. For my body is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who feeds on my body and quenches his thirst with my blood is established in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live through him, likewise anyone who feeds on me will live through me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the manna that your forefathers ate and nevertheless died. Anyone who feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said all this while he was teaching at the house of worship in Capernaum. The message of life. Many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a difficult statement. Who can bear to listen to it? Jesus knew within himself that his disciples were grumbling, so he said to them, Does this statement shock you? So what will happen if you see the one who became man ascending to where he was before? The spirit is the one who gives life. The body provides no benefit. The words I have spoken to you are inspired by the spirit and lead to life. But among you are some who do not believe. Jesus said this because he knew from the beginning which ones did not believe in him and the one who would betray him. Then he said, This is the reason I said to you, no one can come to me unless the Father enables him. From that time on, many of his disciples deserted him and stopped accompanying him. So Jesus said to the 12, And you, do you want to leave me as they did? Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom would we go? Your word is what guides us to eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, I myself have chosen you, the 12. Nevertheless, one of you is a devil. He said this about Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, because even though he was one of the 12, yet he would betray him later on.